to come out of executive session.
I'll make the first.
I'll make a motion.
All right, Bruce made the first, Lisa's gonna make the second. I'll call for a vote, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So restate the motion for...
To come out of executive session.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay, no, we're still, yep, that's okay. Everybody said aye, so 5-0. I am gonna state for the record that Lisa joined the meeting during executive session at 6:16. And Bruce made the first, and Kelly made the second. And it was a 4-0 vote.
And I'll make a statement that an executive session was held for the purpose of describing of the board discussing negotiations related to real estate acquisition and potential litigation.
Listen to her type of way over there. You got that? You think so?
I'll say.
Okay, I should not Steve will help you.
It's recording.
All right, it's recording, right? All right, any action to be taken from executive session?
So I was going to make a motion to award James T. O'Hara, Inc. the storm sewer bid at $730,960.
Right, so
now, second.
Kelly made the first, Bruce made the second to award the bid, the storm sewer replacement project bid to James T. O'Hara Incorporated for $730,960. Any further discussion from the audience?
Is it all covered by grants?
No, it is not. So we will be financing, I would roughly like to say, probably over a little over half, if I had to then quickly do math in my head. Yeah. Yeah, well, our grant award is $424,000. And the contract or the bids came in over, and this one's $730,960.
Was he the only bidder?
No, there were three that you had. Mike has the breakdown.
Yeah.
You can go over if you want to hear them.
Right. So there were three bidders. R3 Construction Incorporated came in at $699,873.50. They were the apparent low bidder. However, their bid did not meet the criteria for mobilization and demobilization. They were over the amount required, the maximum amount allowed for that item. So they were deemed disqualified for their bid. We then divert to James T. O'Hara, the second lowest bidder at $730,960, and their bid did meet all criteria, so they are then the new apparent low bidder.
So where are you going to get this money to make up the shortfall?
We're going to look for financing, probably to Pemex, hopefully to Pemex.
I mean, the amount that was requested, wasn't that what the estimate was for this project?
No, because the costs have gone up significantly since we started the process.
How long has it been? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been that long because we're almost at the end of the grant period.
Yeah.
We're squeezing this in. Yeah,
this was a COVID grant.
Yeah, I know what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you'd have to go out and borrow that much money.
We didn't either.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's been dragged out a little past what we would have liked to.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Was going on and on and on.
Yes.
The right of ways and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So you still think it's worthwhile doing?
Only because we have some damage. Well, there are issues now. We know there will be issues in the future, and it's a do it now or do it later. And if the costs are only going to keep going up, how do you not just do it now?
Refresh my memory. This is the one that goes from the corner over here down through property.
Main Street.
Property.
So Main Street and Collins down Mike's Auto, like where Angles is, across to McHugh's and down Market Street in Coffin Alley.
You have to pay these people. Is that in there too for the right of way?
We're not at that. We've been discussing it, but we're not at that point for yet.
So
that's going to be added to it then?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So. Right? Our heads are spinning. Mine is. Yeah.
Because there's so many other places in the borough where their drainage problems, or lack of any kind of...
Right, lack of any kind, yeah. So hopefully we can get this buttoned up and then get it paid off in who knows how long, and yeah, I know.
Wow.
Keep looking for other grants.
Yeah. So, and then hopefully, I mean, as I said, hopefully we can, grant money is becoming harder and harder to come by, but at the same point, maybe we can, like we did with the sewer, find some grant money to help pay off the debt service. So anyway, any other discussion? Did we do have a first and a second? No? Okay, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Lisa said aye as well. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Kenny is the former mayor in Portland, so one of our former mayors. So yeah.
Who is?
Kay.
Oh.
Yep.
I saw you yesterday. I don't
know, Mike. I'm having an active week.
A little.
Right. I missed it
since
so
you
much.
Kind of came in here at the like.
You know, for fun now.
Came in last week. Yes, and like us, she doesn't want to see.
That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah. Is there any other discussion for that at the moment? No, right? Okay. We're going to notify them.
Then tomorrow we'll get a notice of award out, and
we'll figure out from there how we
move the contract documents and everything like that. Once the contract documents are signed by both the contractor and we're we'll have a pre-construction meeting set up. And at that point, we'll all sit down, talk through the project and the logistics and everything like that.
We'll get back onto the agenda. So that was our executive session. We did do the borough. We were waiting for Lisa to join. So we did number 9 already. We did number 10. So we will be on to 11. So, and that is Streets and Maintenance Committee.
So,
what do we say?
Yes, what do we say? So, many projects have been completed.
Yes.
I believe it was in the packet, which is, encouraging, of course.
Yes.
There's still also open work orders as we started the work order process. I think I mentioned it at the last meeting or 2 meetings prior. Anyway. And we're capturing that data as far as time and materials and et cetera. So that's going pretty well. You guys can hear me on Zoom and the phone as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So that's all moving along as it was even in the first meeting a couple weeks ago. The one decision that has to be made is just the color of the siding for the salt shed, and then that will complete the project.
Yeah.
So basically what happened was there was an issue with the colors, that was the colors that were originally ordered that was discontinued, basically. So the new color is a little bit of an expense. Additionally, because of the upgrade and the color scheme, however, there is an option, which is the white color. So, which is currently in stock. It was delivered in error, so we can still continue to have it and put it up. So, in a discussion at the street, the maintenance crew meeting, which we do every month, they had asked that we bring it here, have everyone decide if white is okay to go on for that structure, and then we'll move on and we'll proceed to install it, and then the project will be completed.
What's the price difference?
I was going to say it's probably cheaper, right?
For the white, yes. Is it big money? No.
But it's in stock.
So it's in stock,
It's a little over $100.
Yes. Correct.
So they started the process trying to match the buildings that are outside now, which are quote-unquote Patriot Red with white corner trim. There is Patriot Red on the back of the salt shed, which nobody can see, which was ordered, and they were going to order, they wanted to order this metal material as they needed it because they didn't want it laying around and getting damaged. So in the meantime of doing the back, the top, and then they go to order the sides, now Patriot Red, coincidentally, is a special order color.
Well, surely you could,
right?
At some point in time, paint it Patriot
so, Red. So do we care if the salt shed has white sides, like you would see when you go down the hill here, the side of it, versus a Patriot Red to match up here? I don't care either way. But
and there's an order timeline delay. And,
right, it's
well.
A 2-week delay to still get that the 6-month project done. if we go with the red, it's 2 weeks to get the material. The white is in stock at the store now.
So you just need to make a motion.
I don't even know if we need to make a motion. Okay. It's just
as long as
what color?
Agreement
our streets guys are arguing, and I'm like, we're not going to argue about this. Mm-hmm. We're just going to say the council wants doesn't. We're doing white. Okay, mm-hmm. We're doing white.
We're doing white.
Okay, doing white.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're doing white.
So just let the record.
Because the project is approved, but mm-hmm. we'll just say we're doing white. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we're not.
Change color.
That's all.
A change order, right?
Change order.
We're making our own change order.
A change order.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's
I think that's it, right? Yeah. Building committee, there's nothing right now. Fire safety police, there's not too much going on. I don't know if the bench has arrived. I know the police bench was ordered.
So I have an update on that from myself.
Okay. He was here behind.
So he's working through the warehouse location where it currently was shipped to have it get here. So he expects it here in the next 10 days.
Okay.
And then there's a work order open for the installation.
Okay. And then Budget Financing Committee. Karen has been away, so I was saying that we have not been having any kind of meetings. So Budget Finance, Sanitation, there's nothing. Grants, the generator and ADA lift, I would have to say there's a pause button on for Bruce and I because I've been extremely busy downtown putting stone in, so I really haven't had time to work on any of that stuff. So that's on pause.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel, we had tabled it a while back. It was just brought up because there was a holiday that came about and the police officers assumed we had approved it because it had been on a prior agenda, and then when we looked back, it had been tabled. But they had asked if we would increase the holiday pay from $75 to $100. So it was asked if we could put it back on the agenda for discussion. So I don't know if council would like to...
Could we table it?
Yeah,
we can, if yep.
Till the next meeting.
Till July.
After July 4th, sure.
Hmm.
Okay, our meeting's July 6th. So 7-6. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then billing clerk position, we probably should discuss that in executive session.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it tonight or we can table it till July 6th. So we'll get to that and then decide on that.
So we have another meeting on.
We can still have that if you guys would like to have it. I was kind of hoping we could not since we had a tonight meeting, but we can
absolutely.
Okay,
I thought we were having both. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, if we want to, we can. I kind of, that is something we need to discuss. So we can go into a quick executive session at the end here. Yeah, we can do that. No problem. Policy, procedure, and ordinance committee, we don't have anything that I'm aware of right now. And then 19 is community events. If you guys have anything for the 4th of July parade.
Lisa, you want to start?
It's up and coming. It's coming along.
So with that said, it's coming along. It's taken on a life.
A life of its own.
Which is really nice, you know, at this point. So last count, Lisa, I don't know if you got a different count than I did, but... right now, between vehicles and floats, it's looking like there's going to be about 40, 50 vehicles thereabouts in the parade. Did you have a different
she
number?
She said awesome, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a different number.
Okay, yeah, and that was as of Monday, probably. And I received another one today for two more vehicles this afternoon. So, you know, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be done, you know, pretty well. So,
making a racket through
town. So it's making it, making a racket through town.
And then, of course, so, Bruce, if you're free on Saturday night, maybe we could go hit the trolley shop and put a little flyer out for those people to come and join the...
Oh, is that their cruise night?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Yeah, because that's a good idea, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll make the flyers. You can go with me and we'll get them out.
There you go. We can stand at the front.
Chargers as they're coming in.
That's right.
That's it. And then, obviously, Lisa, what do you have on Founders Day update?
Just status quo right now. I did. I will need Steph to send me that list of vendors again. I can't find it, Steph. I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I accidentally deleted it. I can't find it.
That's okay. I'll resend it. I just made myself a note.
We do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do have the pizza guy. He's secured.
I think we're doing well with getting. Cindy reached out to see if we could get a little Corvette display going, which I had ideas about that too. So I think we're moving along well with that.
Good. So, that's it.
Is that it for that? Mm-hmm. All right. Community development, they kind of work together. And then, do you guys have a COG report? Either one of you? Lance or Bruce?
We were both at the last meeting. Lance?
There really isn't any. We're still working on the grant. It has to be finalized through state DCED for the two portable lights / generators. Lori Harry or Harry Lori, I don't know if it's first name last or last name first, has to approve that and get the signature from whoever she reports to on it, and then we can order the light stands with the generators hooked up.
Okay. Nice. Do you have a mayor's report?
Mayor's report, I did get a phone call from, is it Troy Brode, Steph?
Troy is the owner of the property now that his mother passed. His cousin is Terry.
Terry, yesterday. He was asking if Portland Borough would be interested in having a passive park where his house is right in front of Steffi's house as to knock down in the borough.
They want to donate the house and the property.
They want to donate that to the borough and us to put a park up in the borough's name there. I'm not against that. I talked to Steph really quick last night, and, you know, where's the borough going to get money to knock a house down? And is that really the place for a park? I mean, I like the idea, but if they want to do something in borough's name, it should be up by the school, up by the gym, where the gym was, put a pavilion up there. But I told him I'd bring it up. I'm not going to go into very much detail because, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns with it. You know, how much would it be? How much tax write-off would it be? How much would demolish a house be?
Where's
that?
All
it
stuff
is,
that we don't know.
It's 600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's at the corner by my house. I believe that's their address, is 600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
It's technically the next block. They have the front of the house, although it faces Pennsylvania Avenue, it's a paper road in front of the house. So the house, it's on the corner of Market and Pennsylvania Avenue, next to Jonathan's house. It's kind of absorbed by vines right now. And grass that's probably 30 inches tall and needs a property maintenance letter.
How do you feel about that?
So I let him know I'd bring it up, and I'll talk about it more at one of our regular meetings after I get more info.
Okay.
I don't know what the property would be worth. And if the one thing that I kind of liked about it was they're not making any more property. Nobody's making any more property. But if we could get more property, I mean, who's to say that eventually, 50, 60 years from now, that could be the new Borough Hall site? I don't know, Steph, I know you're going to live there for 50, 60 years. You probably don't want to see that. we're hearing that right now, but property's got a premium. Somebody's going to give the borough close to 2 acres. You know, but we're, like you said last night, how are we going to pay to clear it? How are we going to pay to maintain it? It's, you know, it's a bigger can of worms than just, hey, here's some property for us. And it's a council decision. I'll get as much more information as I can. I did tell him I'll reach back out to him either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that was it.
All right. 23 planned sleep bells. We did have a meeting last, I don't even remember what Thursday. It was the first Thursday of the month, which could have been last week. They're starting to blend together. It was good. They said that they, when they went around to all the communities with their zoning maps and to get comments and feedback, they were pleasantly surprised by the attendance at some of the meetings. So they are going to take some time and kind of weed through all of the different zoning names and definitions in all the municipal zoning ordinances and see if they can, not necessarily streamline them, but kind of come up with the common names. And I'll forward you, actually I should have, I didn't until I was just discussing it now. I will forward everybody her spreadsheet. I don't think she actually sent it. She was gonna send us the electronic document of her spreadsheet so that we could forward out to everybody to kind of look at and see. They have a chart of all of the existing names now, and then they went through and marked what municipalities had that existing currently, and then they highlighted the newer terminology that's not in any of our zoning plans, and that could be potential changes or not, or who has that and who doesn't, and what the definitions would be. Try to eliminate some of the grayness in the plans going forward. So I will actually send her a reminder, because now that I'm thinking about it, she didn't forward that to us electronically. I could scan mine or have Marie scan it and then email to you, but it's crisper if we get the original document from her, so I will ask her for that so I could forward it. Slate Belt Rising, I am just so we didn't take up maintenance time, I have undertaken moving weeding out downtown and putting river rock in. So I don't know if anybody's driven past, but I've been very busy the last week and a half putting a little heart muscle and sweat in the downtown. It looks a little dusty.
It looks fantastic stuff.
It looks a little dusty right now because it hasn't
really
rained, but it looks good. We are going to put plants in there. I reached out. We can get some perennial plants, so we have some greenery, but we won't go crazy. We'll just kind of cut some X's in, move the dirt, the stone back, and plant some perennial shrubbery. But it hopefully will look better in the long run than what's down there now. I want it to just be as low maintenance as possible because we don't have the maintenance. They don't want to weed. We don't want to weed. So, yeah. So it looks good. I'm hoping everybody is liking it. We may have a little bit of excess sleep belt rising funds. We're trying to figure that out right now. We have a project that was about $15,000 in total that we don't think is going to happen now by September 30th. So we're trying to decide if we add it to one of our other programs, like the facade program, or if we just divide it up equally between the four boroughs and then spend it on some other stuff. So I will keep you guys updated as we discuss what we're doing with that excess money. 25, Liberty Water Gap Trail. Cindy's not here. Do you have anything, Lance, from the last meeting?
They did meet this morning. Oh. The trail riders are coming through, not only by Waste Management. I don't know if everybody saw the invite from Waste Management from Adrian Forbes on the 27th at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, we did not have that.
Through there. And they're also going to come to Portland around 2 o'clock at night, and they go back to Delaware Water Gap, and they want, they're gonna eat dinner at Fuhrer's in Portland, the trail riders are.
Okay, so, none of us got it, so can you forward it to Lori?
Yep, I will.
Okay, all right. Old business, the park and ride tree removal, we're just going to leave that on there because we're not anywhere near trying to take trees down right now. Update resident information, shared costs of PVA. We had discussed this a few months back. Ashley and Lori had come up with a kind of a postcard size paper for the emergency management plan update to send out to residents to try and get information back for anybody that may be in need during, you know, extreme weather circumstances that might have pets or have health issues and they need generators, etc. So they were looking to do it as a shared project. We currently do have a form on the website that the residents can go on, fill out, and click submit. We would update that because I think there are some changes that they put on there. And then if we do a mailing, you guys estimated that it would be a shared, it's 400 total and you'd share the cost and it would be 200 for each of us, right?
Probably under that.
If we mailed out to all of the residents. So we can, it's kind of at everybody's pleasure. What are we doing for the mailing? Just our mailing list that we both have? Like share them and then mail them out?
Yeah, I think theirs is probably bigger, the Water
Authority's. Oh, the Water Authority's list, because they have more, okay. So it's council's pleasure if you want to approve the amount to do it. I don't think it hurts. The last time we did it, how long ago was it? We took recycled cans around. It was a group of links was with us.
That'd be like 12 years ago.
We each kind of, we divided the borough up and we each took a block or so of residents and we took pickup trucks and trailers and we had recycle bins at the time that waste management had given us. So we took those out and knocked on doors and went door to door. Case the borough. it's whatever, you know, it's kind of what everybody wants to do. Mail, not mail, the expense, the not expense. Anybody have a comment? You want to table it, think about it till our next meeting? Okay. So I guess we will table that for now. I will make one comment that postage does go up July 18th. It goes up a nickel, I believe, right? 82 cents a stamp.
Ooh, crazy.
Yes. So she gave me the heads up at the post office because she knows we use a lot of stamps for sewer mailing and whatever. So July 18th postage goes up. So if we're going to decide, I would say we decide it by our next meeting, like the July 6th meeting. Mm-hmm. And I think you have put this in the packet, right? The sample?
I had done a while ago. I didn't put another one in.
Well, why don't we'll recirculate the updated one just so you guys can see what we're talking about. Any other old business? Okay, new business. We will discuss that after our executive session, the Kirk Zuma audit. Any public comment, non-agenda?
Yes. I would just like to know what's going on with 106 Division Street. I read the minutes from April, and then there should be something in the minutes that you approved tonight.
It's probably not much. We keep tabling it for the simple fact that we are not getting any response right now from Rick as far as what's happening down there. So at the last meeting, we discussed reaching out to Tina and asking her if she could find out if they have a legal guardian, who it is, if it's Rick or one of the other siblings. I did reach out to her. She has emailed Rick numerous times and he's basically ignoring her at this point. So she did email me back, I believe it was yesterday, asking for us to discuss at the next council meeting, possibly having Michael send a letter. Coming from the solicitor, maybe it would have more teeth in it.
I'm pretty sure he is.
We're assuming that it's Rick, but we're not sure. I know Lori said you were in earlier in the week, and
well,
it's just getting bad again.
I think on Sunday, both front windows were smashed.
Oh, so he was one of...
Yeah, both of the front windows, and there was a plastic bag hanging down over one. Now, you know, Billy probably threw the chair, but I'm not sure. I don't know who threw the chair, but it devalues property, and this has been going on for decades now. But it was cleaned up. okay? But then Billy started bringing stuff. He goes out every recycling night and with his, and he picks up whatever's there and brings it to Division Street. It just can't go on like this. And the fact that he's breaking these windows now, I mean.
Well, and Kenny has told us, they basically, Kenny wants him to clean it up. Kenny will discuss it with him, and then Billy gets in his rage fits, and then breaks it.
Well, Kenny shouldn't be responsible
and that's,
for Billy.
Right.
I mean, Kenny has his own
problems.
Right,
they can't be responsible for each other.
You know, I was even concerned for Kenny's well-being,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, because the brother gets nuts.
Yeah.
And that's just one part of the story. The big part is all the garbage that's there. Now, the people that bought Hohenschild's house, which is...
Yes.
106, no, 24, yeah,
yeah,
6,
yeah.
106, they have a for rent sign up. Now, I don't know if they're looking for another place because they just don't want to live next to this.
I believe that is the case because I think Tina alluded to that in her email. Did I,
so
I think
now,
I copied you on that. Tina alluded that to me in an email today that they were either looking to rent it or sell it because they can't deal with it.
I mean, no one should have to live near that. Now, I'm not against them collecting metal to recycle, but it never gets recycled. It just gets dropped there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they had a fence around it and put it all in the backyard. Now, I did speak with Billy one time, this was a couple months ago, when it was pretty well cleaned up. I said, you better not put anything in front of that house because you're going to get fined. Well, then he didn't for a while. Then he put it all on the side porch. He kept piling it on, he probably saw some. Kept piling it on the side porch until it reached the ceiling of the side porch. Now, you know, it's just devaluing everybody's, and it's not good for the town.
No.
And, like, the police chief told me that when he was riding around the town naked on his bicycle,
mm-hmm.
they reported it to the county, and the county did nothing. Yeah. But it would be senior citizen, you know, because he's old.
Well, he was taken to the hospital. I mean, just they did take him to the hospital that day, and he was released and back in town within 4 hours.
Because his brother, who's his guard,
signed him out.
They won't answer the
yes.
communications now.
Yeah. We kind of are at a point where we don't know what to do, so we will have it on. We will be discussing it in July. Obviously, Michael's not here.
Well, I guess you just have to start slapping fines.
And that's what the conversation.
And they can go to the brother. I think he sold the house up there and took the money and ran, probably.
That's what the conversation needs to be. So we will be discussing it with Michael at the July meeting. So you're more than welcome to come. Because I know you hate coming. I know, but...
No, I don't hate coming.
I know. Not that you hate it, but it's just...
You know, these kids, like...
You just wish you didn't have to do it at all.
You know, and Kenny was in my sixth grade class and stuff. And I know Kenny's a really good person. I mean, he had that problem with drugs and everything. He's fine. But having to be responsible for his brother is insane.
And I think I don't know for everybody else, but I think that we are seeing that he wants to try, but he's not capable to be responsible for the other one.
No.
No. Yeah. And it's what do you do? You know,
fine. Start
spending what is the next
$1,000 a day or something.
Yeah. So and then we've done that in the past. We did that a while back. Yeah. I forget even how long ago it was. And Mr. Engel showed up and said he'd start paying it for him, because how dare we?
Well, tell him that if he doesn't live on that street.
I know. Yeah. So
I don't invite anybody to my house because I don't want to come here.
I know. It's like Sanford and Son.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as I said, I'm not against them collecting these things, but they should be recycled and they should get their money.
In a timely manner.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Recycled in a timely manner.
A couple times a week they should be taking stuff to the recycling center.
Because as I said, we need to educate everybody that lives here somehow that it's not getting recycled and you don't live next to them. So you don't live next to them, you don't see it on a daily basis. But the people that live there do, and it's disgusting, quite frankly. It's going to be infested with bees soon because it's summer and it's hot and bees like to find little nooks and crannies to build nests in, and rodents. So it's not an inconvenience to anybody if you're just leaving a bag of recyclables out on recycle night for him to go by and pick up. You don't live by him. Yeah. So, yeah. It's been a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we will. There have been emails back and forth, like I said, between Tina and myself, so we'll be discussing after July again.
Yeah, well, the fine should start.
And I think, unfortunately, that's going to be one of the conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a little hard because they want to they have a permit actually to build a garage in back to try and help keep the stuff contained.
You think all that stuff is
then, yeah. Well, that's the thing, but now nothing's happening with the garage permit. So that's been kind of like, you said you were going to do this and now you're not. So
he owes the borough $1,000 too, doesn't he?
Yes.
It shouldn't go, you know.
Yes.
That should have to be paid before anything right. else happens.
Yes. And they're just not comfortable. They don't comprehend.
That's where the guardian comes
from. Exactly. And he's not, yeah. So. Challenging.
Yeah, it is.
Challenging, yeah.
But it's got to stop.
Yeah.
You know, keep Pennsylvania beautiful. They will come out and clean up garbage.
They do. They're part of our Litter Saturday when we do for cleanup.
I had filled in an application. I was going to submit it for that property. This was last year, and then I thought, okay, you can't do that. That's, you know. It's not the right thing to do.
Well,
so I didn't do it, but maybe I should look at it.
Maybe it is the right thing to do.
I'll do it for you.
Lance will do it.
Make Pennsylvania, keep Pennsylvania
it's
beautiful.
It's keepabeautiful.org, I think, or .com, one of the two.
Yeah, they have people.
The last conversation I had with Billy, it sounded like, you. But
ooh, is that what
I'm
he
not
told
really
you?
Quite sure what he was trying to say.
You knew what he was trying to say.
Oh, I knew what he was trying to say, but that's,
oh, dear.
That's the only thing that he said. So I'll be more than happy to call Keep America Beautiful or Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful.
Yeah, Keep PA Beautiful.
Yeah, there's an online form.
Yeah, it's on their probably their website.
So we're working on this again and again.
I'll see if I can do it tomorrow.
Hamster wheel, yeah. Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you're welcome. All right. We will go back into executive session. We kept you here tonight. You're probably free to go if you want after our
discussion. Does it need me here? Or?
Well, we're going to discuss an employee thing, so I'm going to say, yeah. Personnel, we're going to discuss really briefly.
I don't know if I need advice on that.
Well, that's okay, but we need to...
I can say, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, you might not be able to, and that will be okay. But we do need to have a personnel discussion quickly. But yeah. It's okay if we don't come out and don't have any legal advice.
Right. Yeah. We have a stressful mic.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. All right, so it's 7:37.
Yeah, I'll see. Be in touch.
Do we have a first?
I'll first.
Bruce? Kelly will second. I'll just call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Extensions leasing still there?
I care, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. I just had to wake my phone up. I'm like, she is still there. Motion carries 5-0.